we can move this to our closed session and report out that we have the Board of Trustees to order and close that. I believe, shall we begin with the protocol?
Sure. Welcome to the meeting of the San Dieguito Union High School District Board of Trustees. If you wish to speak to an item on the agenda, please complete a speaker slip located at the sign-in desk and present it to the secretary to the board prior to the start of the meeting. When the board president invites you to the podium, please state your name before making your presentation. In the interest of time and order, presentations from the public are limited to 3 minutes per person per topic. The total time for agenda items shall not exceed 20 minutes. An individual speaker's allotted time may not be increased by a donation of time from others in attendance. In accordance with the Brown Act, special meeting public comments are limited to items on the published agenda and will be heard before or during consideration of the item. Unless an item is placed on the public agenda, no discussion or action may be taken by the board. The board may acknowledge receipt of the information, refer to staff for further study, or refer the matter to the next agenda. In compliance with Government Code Section 54957.5, agenda-related documents that have been distributed to the board less than 72 hours prior to the board meeting have been available for review on the district website or at the district office. As a courtesy to all meeting attendees, please set cell phones and electronic devices to silent mode and engage in conversations outside the meeting room. Thank you.
Thank you. And we have just one speaker slip from Rita Radin.
Thank you.
And address the board.
Thank you so much. I want to start by reminding everyone of our deficit, our lowly deficit of $12 million. And then I want to remind everyone of attorney fees for ending June 30th of 2018 from September, I guess the school year, 2017-2018, were around $700,000. And the two preceding years were about $300,000 to, I think, around $325,000-$330,000. So our attorney fees doubled. So I want to talk a little bit about that. And I want to say that as leaders, you should own the responsibility to train and educate students. We see in the cases of expulsions and suspensions a very faulty process, poor decision-making, and lack of ownership on the education and training of students, of the do's and don'ts in today's society. With that being said, we need to stop wasting money on legal fees and shift that money by investing in students and student training and educating them about proper conduct in school. We know such training will substantially reduce and hopefully eliminate student joking about threatening the schools and other misconduct and inappropriate behavior by students. Also, let's think about the number of new teachers that we could hire if we lowered attorney fees to the 2015-16 and 16-17 level. We would save about $400,000, and we could hire 5 new teachers. If I'm a student taking an AP class with 45 to 50 students, I'd really appreciate that. So investing in student behavior and education will lead to both better outcomes for students, teachers, and principals. These lawsuits are bleeding the budget, beginning with the writ of mandate lawsuit filed for no reason. During the July board meeting, you voted unanimously to reinstate an expelled student early because he had completed his or her rehabilitation plan. The student at the center of the writ of mandate lawsuit has also completed the rehabilitation plan and has gone on to do extensive community service. So why don't you, as board members, drop this needless lawsuit and stop traumatizing both the student and his family and allow the student to re-enter school? Think about this. Even if the district wins the writ of mandate lawsuit, the district will lose because the absolute best outcome is that the district will keep the student out of school till January of 2019 rather than the student returning in September of 2018. The only person winning here is the attorney. Isn't it a better use of funds to employ 5 new teachers and save $400,000 in September by not wasting money on lawsuits. As a taxpayer and parent, I implore the board to drop the lawsuit and use the money to hire more teachers. It's really immoral to spend money on lawyers when we have class sizes over 40 students per teacher.
Your 3 minutes is up. Thank you. I appreciate your speaking to us. We're going to move the approval of the technology. And then we will be back down here for our reconvene us to our closed session and report out that we have nothing to report. And close that.